Okay, go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay. This meeting has reconvened at 10:51 a.m. So it sounds like we have three options for Jordy. The first one would be to remove the limitations and talk about stipulations as far as what that would look like. All in favor of removing stipulations, say aye or raise your hand.
Well, you have to have a motion if that's what you think you want to do. I mean, I think you should have a discussion on what you want to do, and then we need a motion if that's what you if that's what the board wants to do.
Okay, I was trying to just do a vote for which direction.
So you can do it just a general vote, but don't make it sound like a motion. Just say, you know, if you want to just get a kind of idea of what people are thinking, just say who thinks probation is a good idea and just informally get an idea of what people are thinking.
Okay. Who thinks removing the limitations is the route? Okay. Who would like the continued limitations? Who would like to discuss continued limitations? Okay, who would like to discuss a probationary agreement? Okay.
I would like to discuss a probation. He's Jordy, your sobriety has been over a year. Is that correct?
Yeah, about 13 and a half months.
And you're currently on probation potentially for another year?
Yeah, at least.
I would make a motion that he be placed on probation for 2 years.
Standard.
And the standard conditions of probation would apply.
So are you requesting a probation with drug and alcohol testing? There are two different ones. I'm assuming that's the one you're talking about.
That's the one I want. If I were to get probation, I think I don't care if you guys did it for 10 years, like it's good for me. So
a 2 year probation
with drug and alcohol testing,
this, all the standard conditions, yep. But do you want to include the mental health evaluation and the supervision to that as well?
All of those things. Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay.
Nay.
Okay. I'm not sure who said nay.
Well, but I didn't mean to say nay. Sorry.
Okay, so there's no naysayers. Okay.
So what will happen now, Jordy, is I need to write up the probationary agreement. Our AGs have to review it, and then it will come back to you for signature. Very, very much like the limitation did, where it came out to you for signature and then came back to us for our division director's signature. Before that can all happen, our behavioral health board will get a report from Cheryl on November 4th, and they will determine if they agree. As long as they agree, it will start through the process to come to you for signature. So it's going to be a little bit of time still, but you should watch your email for it to come. And just shortly after November 4th, I should have something out to you.
What does this mean? I'm not familiar. What is probation? What does that entail?
You guys right now your license shows on our site that it's limited active. So what will happen is it will switch to probationary as long as our division director agrees, right? I'm talking like he has already agreed. As long as he agrees, it will show probationary and you will be able to resume practicing as an LCSW with the conditions of probation. So for the next 2 years, you will need to meet with Jenny Johnson, who she was here, but I don't see her. Oh, no, she is here. She's there on your screen. She's our compliance person. You would meet with her. She will make sure that you're on track with all the requirements. The requirements that they are imposing are drug testing, supervision, mental health evaluation, and then there are some others like you need to complete a plan of how you'll get through your probation, just some general ones, like you need to continue to maintain your license, all of those general ones. The drug and alcohol, pardon me, the drug and alcohol testing will require that you call in every single day. You'll have to check in every single day, and that's when you'll find out if you're being tested or not. And then you're required to go test once you get that notification. So that's some of the requirements.
Okay, great. I just had a drug and alcohol mental health assessment. I don't know if you guys just do your own, but if that's something that would work.
So if the mental health evaluation is not super old, then so you'll meet with the probation and compliance committee next, and they will most likely accept it as long as it's not very old.
Yeah, it's like 2 months, month. Yeah, it wasn't very old. Most likely
accept it then. Okay. Yeah. And then drug and alcohol testing, we do ours a bit differently. So Jenny will talk with you about all of that. And we can talk about the ones you're already doing and see how that plays together.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm great with the drug testing, so that's what I wanted. So yeah, thank you.
So but for now you'll remain limited for now until, yeah, like I say, our division director has signed off on it, and there's a few steps that we need to go through before that can happen. So okay,
great, thank you everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jory.
Thanks.
Okay, we're at 11 o'clock. Should we keep moving forward? Does anybody need a quick break?
I have to take a break to attend another meeting, but I'm just going to turn my camera off and stay out for a little bit.
Okay.
You're assigned the next interview? Is there someone else that is familiar enough with it that could take over?
Oh, I didn't know I was assigned the next interview.
If someone would just volunteer to take over, it's not one that you need to be extremely prepared for. It's just one page of information. I think we can all take 10 minutes to read it really fast.
I'll be happy to. It can't be. Carson also volunteered.
If Carson did it first, go for it, Carson.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't know that I was assigned. I didn't even see that. Where would I see that I get assigned?
Yeah.
So I don't do that again.
The agenda. It's just on the agendas.
Oh, okay. Here. Sorry about that. I didn't read the agenda.
Okay, so do I just present that now?
Yes, I mean, Cheryl, if you're okay, he can just move ahead with that.
Yep, it looks like Earl Segrist is our next appointment, and Carson Kinney will do the review with him.
Okay, so Earl Segrist, he holds a psychology license, and he disclosed with a attachment a piece of documentation for his renewal for the committee to review, and that piece of documentation comes from the Defense Health Agency, where I believe Earl has been employed. Is that correct, Earl? Oh.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right, yeah, thank you. Yes, since October 11th of 2011, I've worked for the U.S. Army for Defense Health Agency.
Okay. All right, thank you for the confirmation. So in the memorandum that Earl forwarded on for review, there, if you pull it up in point two, the statement says that there is overwhelming evidence that you lack an understanding of good ethical practices as governed by the APA, by demonstrating boundary violations, you didn't engage in professional misconduct of a sexual or otherwise inappropriate nature upon a minor patient. So that is the memorandum that we have been asked to review today. There isn't a lot of other information I think that is there. So perhaps Earl, you can give us some additional information beyond what the memorandum is containing.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, that's brief. So I'm Earl Siegrist, and I mentioned where I've been working. And the accusation made therein is based on a false claim. I would like to ask if we can move this to private, because my information covers PHI of a 12-year-old child, and as well as information for the U.S. Army that in conglomerate could be considered classified. It falls under protected. So if we could do that, that will reduce risk to harm to my people, to my kids, my family, my patients.
Okay. This meeting is closed in accordance with the Open and Public Meeting Act 52-4205-1A to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
You're making a motion for that, right, Cheryl? You have a motion?
Sorry. I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye.